Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Almost 20% of gas stations across the state are empty. The governor is bringing in tankers to refuel and telling people this is not just a danger for the coast, but will impact the entire state.
You must leave. I'm not asking you to leave. I'm telling you, you must leave.
A local emergency currently exists. Quickly secure your home or business and safely evacuate the area. Listen to local media and authorities for additional information.
There's still a lot of debris out there, so it is a concern, and we're running out of time with that, which is another reason why the best thing that we can advise for people at this time is those are the areas that are required to evacuate, so please do so.
While President Biden announced he has canceled a planned trip overseas in order to focus on the storm.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century. And God willing, it won't be, but that's what it's looking like right now.
Well, good. The military has been evacuating planes. We have three destroyers that were scheduled to be moved out of their naval base. I think that was in Jacksonville, three Arleigh Burke-class destroyers to move out to sea to avoid impacts from the storm. So, and they're worried about, military bases in that vicinity. Of course, we had our own experience with that in Sally, and I heard David made the comment that they're talking about damage estimates in the tens or possibly even to the $150 billion range. I mean, like massive numbers that are so, like, you can't even comprehend that. Like, I always try to think of, what's a good comparison for these numbers? What's a way to think about it? The standard number that I use that just, it's still hard to put your brain around, but nobody really understands what $1 billion is. But I'll tell you that about $15 billion will buy you an aircraft carrier. Okay, you think of what a massive investment that is. But about an aircraft carrier. So we're talking about if all of our aircraft carriers were going to get wiped out, like the entire fleet of aircraft carriers, and we had to rebuild them, that's the level of loss we're talking about from this storm. Huge numbers. Homes, property, roads, all of that stuff. And, whether it turns out to be only tens or whether it turns out to be $100 billion plus, it's an unbelievable level of damage that somebody is going to have to pay for. And that's one of the things that, it might not seem like maybe the most important part of this, but it is a part of this that sometimes we kind of get wrong in our thinking. There's this sort of longstanding economic error people have where they think that, maybe damage like from a storm is good because that's job opportunities. Roofers come in and rebuild roofs and home builders come in and build homes. And, people have to go buy cars that have to get built because the old cars got destroyed and so forth. And, streets and asphalt and paving and pipes and, electrical infrastructure all has to be repaired. And, those are all jobs. Yeah, they are. But the paying for those comes from somewhere. See, in economics, in terms of like the value that exists in the world, it's not a fixed pie. It's not always somebody wins and somebody loses, somebody gains and somebody, gets behind. There is sometimes where we just get ahead. If you go out and work today, you create value. And the world is better off. There's more stuff. Let's say you build homes for a living. You go out and you build a home today. The world is better off. You turn time, ideas, and materials and plans into a result, into a tangible thing, and the world is better off. We're up a home. If a storm like this one comes in tomorrow and wipes out that house with surge or wind, we're out of home. We're down a home. There's less value in the world. Nobody got richer. Nobody got better off. There's opportunity for the future for maybe people to do things, but again, somebody's going to have to pay for that. So there's this old French political economist named Frederick Bastiat who wrote a very good piece about this in the 1850s called The Law. If you've been around these folks, you may have heard of it, but he uses the example of a window. Somebody breaks a window and they say, that may be bad for the shop owner, but it's very good for the window maker. Yeah, but it's very bad for the person that the shop owner would have bought from if he didn't have to waste his money repairing, remedying the value that was lost in the window being broken. And it's the same thing here. A hurricane comes through and knocks out $50 to $150 billion worth of stuff. There's just less stuff. Everybody is poorer. Everybody is worse off. Likewise, when you create things in the world, if you build and turn ideas into stuff, you make the world a better place. You enhance it. So the pie, so to speak, is not something that is just a fixed amount that is being divvied up between people, and some have more and some have less. And if some have more, then somebody has to have less. No, if you bake pie, you make more, and there just is more to be had. Or if you throw pie on the floor, there's just less, and there's less to be shared. Anyway, it struck me when I was hearing this kind of damage estimates from the storm that, you know, wanted to kind of get ahead of that error that sometimes people make. This storm is going to do nothing but be bad and destroy an immense amount of value. I mean, think about your life. Just to kind of put one more kind of example on this. You might work your whole life, and let's say in your entire life you get paid $5 million. That's actually, you're doing fairly well if you get paid that much. But, you know, let's say $5 million. Okay, there's 205 millions in a billion. Okay, 200 times 5 is 1,000, so 205 millions in a billion. Okay, and let's say there's $100 billion worth of damage. 200 times 100 is 20,000. I know the math. Math on the radio is never a good thing, but here we go. A storm like this is basically wiping out 20,000 people's life work, if you want to think about it that way. And that's if they got paid well. You know, maybe more like 50,000 people. Like, so the entire city of Pensacola working for 40 years, and it wiped out all of that in a day, is like what we're looking at. So this is massive stuff, okay? 717 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And yeah, we're still looking at an overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, like a 2, 3 a.m. kind of landfall. People are coming here. The Bay Center is open. Alabama opened up all their state parks for people to be refugees to go in the state parks in Alabama to basically camp out in their cars if they, you know, want to, which is just a safe place to be. They don't have to be that far away from the storm, but that is something that they're. And remember, of course, Alabama goes a lot farther east than we think of Alabama as being west, but there's a lot farther to our east to Tallahassee, right, is where Alabama stretches. So they don't have to come here and then go to Mobile. Like, they can go to southeast Alabama just to get out of the path of the storm. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
One accident to let you know about: Avalon Boulevard and Sienemid Road. That is moved off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some minor delays right in that area. Also seeing some delays as you approach, if you're on Highway 29 approaching 9 Mile Road, you're going to see a little bit of congestion delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64 turning 65, or you're retired, or you just want to make changes to your Medicare coverage, Ricky Stewart, she can help you with that. This is, like, her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, is getting people signed up onto Medicare if they get old enough or retire, or helping people on Medicare to change into a new plan, because we have open enrollment. That means, you know, you can change your plans. And so you've got questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, prescription drug benefits and which thing is right for you, or Medicaid. You know, does that apply to you? Does that not apply to you? Good questions. Don't ask me. Ask her. She's an expert on this stuff. And she's the best. Ricky's great. Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. A couple of other quick notes here. Somebody texted and said, you know, one of the problems is a lot of people don't have flood insurance because of how expensive it is. Understandable. I mean, it is. It's expensive. Or they might be insured for the structure but not the contents, you know? I mean, this is bad. And remember, this affects us. We care about the human loss. We care, which is coming. I mean, we're 200 from Helene, right? I mean, it's going to be bad from this storm. We don't know the numbers, of course, and I hope it's zero. I really do. But the loss of property, the loss of life, it's going to affect all of us through insurance rates. Companies are going to go out of business. There's going to be less available house insurance going forward, as we have seen in recent years. They're going to be more picky and more stringent. It's bad. John, you were going to say.
Yeah, I just spoke with a caller who said that she lost her entire home during Sally, and she just got it back 6 months ago. Ugh. She said she's been living homeless for 4 years.
Unbelievable.
So just imagine that on a huge scale.
And the bigger the storm, the longer the delay, the more challenges.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you and I had talked about this. I think it was so interesting. On Sunday, you actually got a note from your insurance company, right?
I did. I got an email yesterday.
That said?
It said, if you have an electric vehicle, don't store it at your home, but you need to get it out of the area.
Yeah.
Get your electrical vehicle out of the area due to salt water
and fire and all that.
Yeah. That came from my car insurance company.
Yeah, well, they don't want to pay a claim.
Right.
And the governor actually warned about this on Sunday, actually, in his press conference, like the first one related to Milton.
If you have an electrical vehicle, just remember that if you have saltwater intrusion, particularly with storm surge, it can catch on fire. And that creates a major fire hazard, and it puts your home, if it's in a garage in your home, it puts your home in jeopardy of burning down. So these are really significant things. Make sure that if you have an electric vehicle that you're getting it out of the range of any storm surge, get it to higher ground.
It's just crazy.
Why didn't we think about this before?
Yeah, I know, right? And then, you know, we have like the conversion to electric buses we're doing here in Escambia County. Like,
exactly.
Is that a great plan? Well, the federal government's paying for it. Is that a great plan? You know, and then how do you operate those buses when there's no power structure because there's the storm that's, and it's just, you know, a lot of questions. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about changing careers, thinking about learning about, say, history or literature or art or science, or, you know, you just want to get a degree but you don't want to go to university, or you're a high school student and you want to get college credit while you're in high school, a thing called dual enrollment. That's what my boys did. Pensacola State College is a fabulous resource. You know, junior colleges, they used to be called, and then there are community colleges, now they're state colleges. But the basic idea is an educational alternative for after high school, or in this case, during high school, you know, alternative from university, right, or trade school. And it's a great resource. My kids, all three of them, two of them already went to a PSC for a couple of years during high school and went to university with carrying a year and a half of credit already, so they're sophomores and a half. The other one is in now doing the same basic thing because it's a great opportunity, especially for homeschool kids, you know, to get college experience, classroom experience, and very, you know, student-friendly, consumer-oriented. The structure at PSC is fabulous. Anyway, we've had a great benefit from them. Pensacola campus, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hey, this is Pastor Johnson here, and I'm using today's Strength for Life segment to encourage you to vote no to Amendment 4, and please let me explain why. If you're not familiar, the terms used in Amendment 4 are extremely vague, and as a result, will allow full-term abortions in the state of Florida. For example, the amendment doesn't define the term viability. Further, it doesn't explicitly define the word health. The ambiguity of this amendment opens the door to virtually unrestricted abortion in our state. Not only that, but this abortion amendment could force Florida taxpayers to fund abortion, which of course is a violation of conscience for many of us. This is not an issue of right versus left, but this is an issue of right versus wrong. If you're a Florida voter, you have an opportunity to make a difference for righteousness' sake. Whether you're voting early or you're voting on Election Day, November 5th, I urge you, vote no to Amendment 4.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
Taking a quick peek at the Pensacola International Airport, flights in and out. We've got the arrivals. The only thing that's been affected is the Orlando flight is not happening for what I would describe as obvious reasons, because even though they had been waiting to close the airports, Orlando's not. Disney's closed. You know, Tampa's been closed, I think, for about a day. In terms of the departures at Pensacola Airport, to Tampa, they say to contact the airline on Silver. Really? Well, I guess to figure out what to do, because you're not going to Tampa.
Because those are prop planes, too.
Okay. All right. Maybe they can do a little hurricane flyover while they're on their way, that they're not going to happen. The one to Orlando says it's delayed to 8:40. That's happening?
I just read that the airport was closed.
I thought Orlando got closed. Yeah.
It did this morning.
You don't want to go to Orlando, right? I mean, what's wrong with you? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on Avalon Boulevard and Sienemid Road. It's causing the little minor delay there, but it's off to the side of the road, so nothing really major. And if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're starting to see about a 5-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a plumbing need, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure's not good, the temperature's not good, Barbary Plumbing, they do flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. So you know what it's going to cost before you say yes, not afterwards based on how slow they went. you know, that's good. Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. One note. I think I might have mentioned it the other day, but if I failed or you didn't hear, tolls have been lifted. Governor DeSantis has lifted tolls, but not here. You still have to pay Garcon Point. You know, whenever you see that, you know, because we've had this happen in the past where tolls get lifted and you're like, woohoo, free trips on Bob Sykes. No, not for us. Which, because it doesn't affect us. You know, sometimes they're usually fairly targeted, but sometimes we get the benefit without the cost, you know. 728, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Election officials in North Carolina are worried about how Hurricane Helene could potentially impact voting. State officials there passed emergency measures this week to make it easier for Helene survivors to vote. Voters in the western part of the state will be able to drop off their absentee ballots to any county election board. Attorneys general across 14 states suing TikTok for unlawful practices that harm kids and their mental health. The lawsuit filed in New Jersey by Attorney General Matthew Platkin's office claims that the social media platform knew that user safety was an issue and did not fix features that encouraged compulsive use.
Oh, not only didn't fix it, but designed it that way. It's built to create addiction.
Absolutely.
And so they say this is not about content. This is about the design of the actual platform. And I totally agree with that. Were you done? Was that your last one?
Well, I did have one more, but it's a little grim. I don't know if you want it.
All right, let me throw my one thought in here on this. This is my thing I've been thinking about lately. Do you think that every 14-year-old who wants to ought to have their own television station? No, then they shouldn't be able to do TikTok, because that's what it is. Yeah, uncensored, part, unfiltered, yeah. Whatever a 14-year-old wants to put on social media for all the other 14-year-olds to be able to consume. Dude, at some point we're going to wake up. And that's not just TikTok. That's Instagram, Facebook, every other platform out there. We wouldn't give them TV stations. We shouldn't give them social media. David, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, one of the nation's largest French fry producers is now closing down. Lamb Weston, they supply fries for McDonald's. They're closing a plant in Washington, Andrew. Now, they are laying off hundreds of people, closing the plant down. They do have other facilities. They say that this, they don't believe, will impact supplies of French fries, but I don't know. We've had toilet paper shortages.
They're going to close down a source of French fries, but it's not going to affect the supply of French fries.
Well, they're saying the demand has been so much lower that they don't believe.
So this is their, you know, not doing well, and they're just, okay, all right, fair enough. But I think all any of us heard is, there's a run on French fries at McDonald's. Get them while they last.
That's right. If you're going to hoard something, get the fries, not the teepee.
Oh, this is a great example of a product that is, let's just say, quickly perishable.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Milton is 250 miles from Tampa, 155 mile an hour wind with landfall expected somewhere along Florida's west coast tonight. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds represents a lot of people in the storm's path and says, please get out of the way.
We are not just trying to have an abundance of caution here. Everything we are seeing is life-threatening storm surge in Southwest Florida.
He was on Fox and Friends. Three scientists share the Nobel Prize in chemistry.
U.S. scientists David Baker and John Jumper and Britain's Demis Hassabis have won the Nobel Prize for their breakthrough work on proteins, the building blocks of life. Baker gets half of the $1 million winnings. He's a professor at the University of Washington. Jumper and Hassabis, who work for Google's DeepMind Artificial Intelligence Lab in London, share the rest.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. 70 degrees right now. We've got clear skies, beautiful morning in Pensacola. One driver has died after a fiery crash on I-10. This happened yesterday afternoon in Escambia County. FHP says an SUV was driving westbound and ran off the road and hit an oak tree, then burst into flames. Troopers say neither the driver nor the vehicle have been identified as of yet. Escambia County is on a good path. That's what we heard yesterday from Sheriff Chip Simmons. He said, despite some shootings recently making news headlines, Escambia County is not becoming more dangerous. He says homicide numbers have remained steady, but calls for service as a whole have been decreasing.
The fact that I've been working with the county commission getting more deputies based upon our increase in our population, and then the basically just the transitions of where people live and what areas people are attracted to. And then I think with the technology and the cameras, I think we're on a good track here. I think you'll see a lot of positive things going on in the public safety realm.
And the sheriff says that recent shooting incidents have typically involved either drugs or domestic issues, and sometimes those are tough to prevent. But statistically, he said the calls for service as a whole have gone down for the last couple of years in Escambia County. Well, the Pensacola Bay Center opened up last night for Hurricane Milton evacuees.
So we are always willing, if we are not impacted, to assist our neighbors in any way that we can.
And that is Emergency Management Coordinator Scotland Williams of Escambia County. The Bay Center also is operating as a state-run shelter, and Red Cross is managing it. It's got space for a couple thousand people. The Red Cross is preparing food and delivering water for the evacuees that stay there. There's also some local donation efforts underway. Those are going to be delivered to affected areas following that storm. A Gulf Breeze High School student facing a felony charge after allegedly making a school shooting threat on social media. Police say they were notified of that threat yesterday afternoon, responded at 1:25. Officers were able to get there very quickly and identify a 16-year-old suspect. Police say that suspect was in custody less than 6 minutes after the call was made. Gulf Breeze police say school threats will not be tolerated at any Santa Rosa County school. Tampa Bay is preparing for potential devastation with Hurricane Milton expected to make landfall late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Lots of evacuations happening. Spokesperson Jennifer Crabtree says the General Hospital in Tampa, though, is remaining open throughout the storm.
Prepared. We are going to gear up and take care of our patients. We're not going anywhere, and so we're hunkering down, and we're going to manage the storm as it comes.
And in the meantime, crews in that area working to clear thousands of yards of debris that's left over from Hurricane Helene hitting just weeks ago. The mayor says those massive debris piles could turn into deadly projectiles during Hurricane Milton. Dump trucks carrying away loads of debris off of the beaches. Officials do warn, though, that a lot of that probably won't be picked up before Milton makes its landfall tomorrow morning. 7:35 right now. News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Just one accident to let you know about. It's not going to cause you any delays, but I just wanted you to be aware. On 98 and Emerald Point Drive, we're seeing the road is open. It's off to the side of the road. So other than that, I-10 for eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're seeing some minor delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We do have a sunny day in store for you today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 82. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. For Friday, we will be looking at a slightly cooler afternoon, high near 80 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, low Friday night near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke Richardson. And it is 70 degrees right now at Pensacola. 70 also in Gulf Breeze, 68 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime, or at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Florida's sports betting market may be getting a lot more interesting, with Hard Rock's chairman opening the door to partnerships with commercial sports books, such as DraftKings or FanDuel. Hard Rock currently has the monopoly on sports betting in the state. BetMGM is trying to regain market share after losing ground in sports betting and online casino games. It's banking on technology like predictive AI features and a digital wallet that allows people to take home what they win in Nevada. CEO Adam Greenblatt told CNBC the company has had a 125% increase in first-time depositors in Las Vegas so far this NFL season. Shares of Trump Media surged nearly 19%, putting the Truth Social operator on track for its fourth straight day of gains. The rally accelerated after Donald Trump held a presidential campaign with Tesla CEO Elon Musk in Pennsylvania. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from Cemex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Breyer, candidate for Pensacola City Council, District 1. It is past time that the citizens of District 1 have a representative who will listen, respond, and proactively represent our concerns at City Hall, not just special interests. I'm a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayers' money, and it's always taxpayers' money. Please vote for me, Jennifer Breyer, on November 3rd, and let your voice be heard. Paid for and approved by Jennifer Breyer for Pensacola City Council, District 1.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves always joins me at this time on a Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're obviously watching Milton, now downgraded to just barely a Category 4, but we're still expecting a massive storm to hit Central Florida. You know, the oddest thing just caught my attention. Somebody sent this to me, but I had seen it before and forgotten. Have you seen the picture of the barges in Tampa that are all, like, chained up, secured to the floor of the water? Like, that's their solution for all these construction barges? You got any feelings about that?
Yeah. I did a meme check first just to make sure somebody wasn't messing with us up here. I have seen that. Hopefully it works. I did see that there was some land on the other side. I mean, I don't know how calm the water is at its end, but... I don't know how calm it's going to be either, but yeah, definitely give me some PTSD.
He's the same. I'm like, oh, no. So I hope it works better for them than whatever we didn't do didn't work for us. PPD and Pensacola Fire both had been prepared to deploy people. Do we have anybody deployed or waiting to deploy at this point?
Yeah, I think we've got some of our awesome officers have raised their hand and stepped up. I think it's about 8 to 10 of our PPD officers are going to be in the first wave of a collection of about 80 first responders officers in the panhandle that are going to be going down to the base camp in Tampa set up by FDLE. And I believe our guys are going to be going to Bradenton Beach and Hamilton Beach and then coming back to that base camp in Tampa. So, you're talking about 7 to 10 days, raise your hand and say, I'll go do it.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that situation if that's something that you'd want to do. So, I'm very, very grateful. We say, these are our heroes and our protectors. And here we are, not even in our own city. We've got our guys going out, stepping up when our state needs it.
And, absolutely.
And so very, very appreciative of our guys, and doesn't surprise me bringing trailers of mowers and all sorts of other equipment to help get debris cleared out and keep people safe. So anyway, very appreciative of our guys.
Yeah. And if you didn't bring it, you can't just go to the store to get it. That's, you got to really plan ahead for this kind of stuff, which is a different kind of experience, I'm sure, for those folks. Let's talk about some things closer here to home. First one is, I think it's a big deal for the county. It's also, I assume, kind of a big deal for the city because county government has now changed. You have the District 4 seat appointed Ashley Hoffberger a month before the election. We know there's going to be another change in seat coming in a month with, Stephen Stroberger. I don't know why we have Stroberger and Hoffberger. It's making me unhappy. But we may have a third seat with Stephen Berry. Who knows how that one's going to turn out. But your thoughts about the appointment of Ashley a month before the election and just in general how this might change, because District 4 is a big part of the city, right?
Well, what I would say, my focus primarily is to get leadership in District 4, period. I've shared that with the appointments office over months of time, that at the end of the day, that's significant representation for our city in county government, that seat, period. So, I think Ashley's going to do a great job. I certainly support getting someone in there now and being able to be able to start getting things done. If you're a citizen of District 4, yes, you're a city resident. Many of them, not all, are city residents. I would be frustrated to not be able to have that voice and whatever the issue may be. And we forget oftentimes, we look at city and county as different. The city is in the county. So the representation of those five county commissioners and having the city represented equitably is important. So it's long overdue. And I'm certainly, whatever the decision of the governor is,
I'm certainly in support of to be able to get somebody in there now, and let's start making some decisions that represent the city.
No, I completely agree. You know, basically the beach on the north side of 4 are out, but most of the rest of it is the city of Pensacola. Do you happen to, you know, because, look, I know this affects you, and, you know, you talked to the governor, and, you know, I think a lot of us were surprised that the appointment didn't come right after the primary, but did come before the election. I kind of figured that at this point it wouldn't happen until then. Do you have any knowledge of why or what the process was? Were you involved in this at all? I mean, we're all trying to kind of understand it, and I figured, you know, there's a chance you might, and I didn't know if you knew anything.
No, I mean, obviously, what I did is I stated our case, and you know, different points we talked about, certainly. You know, I was advocating, you know, at the time for Councilman Moore,
yeah,
because of the great job that he does at city council. But Ashley's going to do a great job.
Okay.
I know she is. And, you know, we're similar in that we're, you know, small business owners, entrepreneurial type mindset. So, you know, why not, you know, instead of why not, it's how can we, and I like that. And, you know, she's doing it for the right reason. We're not the same way. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't know that I'm going to spend 50 years in politics. I'm doing this because I love this city, and I know she's doing it for the same reason. So I'm glad to have her, and I'm glad for us to have leadership in there. But in terms of how we got here, you know, I call up to Tallahassee and state my case, and you know, of course, that decision rests in Tallahassee. So, you know, we are where our feet are, and we'll move ahead with leadership in four.
We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. We'll take a quick break here and get traffic on the fives from John Pickens. John?
That's right. The only delays I'm seeing are I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Even after the construction, you're still going to see about a five-minute delay for that. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Another big thing has taken place, maybe not quite since we last talked, but it's recent enough. Tim Kinsel is on the job. You now able to have a little bit of breathing space doing your job duties back to being just the mayor?
Yeah, it's been great. As you'd imagine, I mean, even the orientation before his first day was being in phone calls about Helene potentially.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine having his experience and steady hand in the room when he's been through so much and so much experience just at NES Pensacola, much less NATO or the White House or everywhere else.
Right.
It's been great to have him. You know, I know he's, you know, sopping up everything like a sponge right now and listening in a lot of meetings and, you know, getting caught up. And, but yes, I'm very, very much, as I say in the building, I'm very much looking forward to firing myself from some of these, you know, initiatives, you know, things that we have going. Let him do it and let me go be the mayor too, you know, which is not only, you know, engaging our community, it's engaging our employees, you know, being able to go down to a floor and say hello and not be just in the grind all the time.
Right.
And we've been successful and productive because of that. But, you know, having that extra set of hands and with that level of experience is going to be huge for us. So certainly excited to have Tim.
It's also fun sometimes to discover that even though you thought you had to do it all, it is possible for somebody else to do an awful lot of it. And then you can breathe, which is
That's
nice. I wanted to ask you about Bruce Beach. We didn't get a chance to talk about that last week, but I thought your comments yesterday were very interesting. Because my picture of maybe it's just the name, calling it Bruce Beach and its sandy interface with water, it seems like the kind of place that the goal is to let people be able to swim there. You know, there used to be a pool and all of that. But there's been this conversation about whether it's safe to get in the water there. Of course, recently that tested positive for human fecal bacteria or whatever. And, you know, you guys are trying to figure out where that's all coming from. Is it or isn't it supposed to eventually be a swimming beach?
Well, I think in an ideal scenario, obviously, where there's, you know, sand, I don't think anybody would say, oh, we want to design it where nobody would go in the water. But
right.
I think what was important for context, and you know, this is not new because of the latest tests, and there's lots of myths out there. Yes, there has been some consistency of water quality issue over years of time, and actually at different points in our bay, you know, Sanders Beach. Here, I mean, there's been water quality inconsistencies, and that's, I mean, go look at Bayou Chico. You know, I mean, we've had these issues kind of holistically in the bay, but understand this is not, you know, there's a theory out there that this has been happening every week, every test the entire time. That is not the case. We were testing it a year ago. It was fine, you know, and so this is a new independent issue. That's part of a larger generational issue, but
right.
But this is not that it's been every test has failed for the last X number of years. That's not actually true. So, you know, we went further testing. Sometimes it'll test, but you don't know if it's aviary. You don't know if it's human bacteria.
We took an extra step proactively to get a genetic test with UWF, realized there it was human bacteria. And so now what we're basically doing is working with ECUA and DEP to move up the stormwater pipe. There shouldn't be human bacteria coming out of a stormwater pipe. This is not a sewer main. This is a stormwater pipe. So, you know, that begs the question, well, then how is it getting into our stormwater system? And so is it a cross connection? Is it a broken sewer line on private property, which is a whole other conversation? And, you know, how is it getting in there? And so we're working upstream and our team, all three of those teams were doing that late last week, basically popping manholes, going up and seeing, testing right there, and then seeing where you can close it in. And this process is what took place a year and a half, 2 years ago, when you may recall, we found the break at Garden and
Spring, I do, yeah.
That right there at that intersection that got fixed. Same concept here is that we're just kind of, that's what they did then. It was kind of moving upstream and trying to, you know, isolate where this might be entering and then figure out the cause for it. So our teams are working together. But the point was, we were supposed to open Bruce Beach Phase 2 on Saturday.
Right.
And I didn't feel good about opening Phase 2 without turning our bandwidth to solve. I'm not saying we'll solve it in the next few weeks, but I wanted to make sure we had priority focus on getting this fixed before we were cutting ribbons.
And opening
so,
the land
so
side.
We'll cut ribbon soon.
Yeah, opening the land side with warnings not to swim or concerns about water quality is one thing. But, yeah, if it could get fixed, I mean, great, you know, if we could figure that out, sure.
Exactly.
Did I hear you say, just pardon, it's a little bit off, but the Balin slip, that is closed right now? Am I right about that? The little public area,
no.
Access area back in there? Is that, I thought I heard that, and maybe I'm wrong.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No, that should be open.
Okay, it just suddenly jumped into my brain. I thought I heard it like in a Pensacola City Council meeting or something like that. I did want to ask you about the camping ordinance. Of course, you and I have talked quite a bit about this. I thought Jen Brer raised some, you know, fair, like, here's what the ordinance says now about RVs. Here's what could be true if this current one goes in, the proposed one. Here's what's true about, you know, camping with permission, but you have to have access to the bathroom versus... I assume you guys have already been working on those questions to get clarity about what layer of the law would be enforced. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we all want is a finished product that is seamless. But we also, you know, what I do is I rely on the expertise of our city attorney's office. And so when those questions come up, whether it's a council person or a citizen, I know what I am and I know what I'm not. And I'm not an attorney. You know, I can know what the outcome might be. And so as Councilman Brayer has and other council members have reached out, that's their city attorney's office too. And they've already been, prior to Monday afternoon, been in conversation back and forth. I wanted to land somewhere that makes sense for us to be able to enforce and adheres to House Bill 1365. The nuance of that, whether we, for example, refer to the state statute and then that causes people not to be able to camp in an RV. There's lots of what ifs in that. And also understand, like we talked about last week, is there's very clear language in there that allows our law enforcement and code enforcement officials to determine whether this is a temporary shelter or it's someone sleeping in an RV in their driveway one night. I mean, and so, you know, these conversations only really confuse the citizens to make it seem as if here's this crazy scenario. Well, there's lots of crazy scenarios we could come up with the current ordinances that are on the books right now, you know, that would not adhere or not fit, just because it's hard to fit every situation. But I know Councilwoman Brayer has been in contact with several in our city attorney's office. So has others. And I maintain the same thing. I'm good with wherever our city attorney, our expert lands on making sure that code, you know, it makes sense for code, makes sense for PPD, and certainly makes sense for the law. That's what I'm looking for. So whatever iteration that is what I support. And that's why you have two reads. That's exactly
right.
Why.
Yeah. Questions come up and you maybe have to adapt,
have
right?
Conversation. Exactly. We could pass a first read and not pass a second read and give that homework and kind of give that see if we can pass
or
that
tweak
test.
Or adapt it
so
too,
looking
right?
Forward to the conversation Thursday. And we'll see what happens.
FSU Auburn, pretty big game Saturday. Sold out like in an hour, I think. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, very excited for that. I was one of those things that I said if I was to become mayor one day, we finally have to get FSU to come play over here. And, and you know, interestingly enough, 2 years ago, they had a very rough year, and that was when we were kind of establishing it. And I was texting with Link Jarrett, the coach, and, you know, man, we'd love to get you over here for a midweek game or something. And then, you know, that starts to gain some steam, and it was like buying stock. You know, last year, FSU did all the way to the College World Series. I had a shot to win the national title, and then now we've got them coming here in October. So you know, their success and fate has it additionally worked out in our favor. It would have been great to have them anytime, but it's even especially better now, right? Yeah. Now, because of how good a year they had and how much promise they have. And you know, again, sold out, not a standing room ticket available, nothing, but citizens that want to, you know, residents, visitors that want to engage, 9 a.m., there's a tailgate and a big screen and food and drink and stuff out front, free of charge, don't need a ticket. You can just come if you want to kind of be in the atmosphere, like you're tailgating at a football game, you can do that.
You said free beer and brats outside at the game from 9 to noon? Is that what you said?
No, that's just for media, for radio media. Sorry, that's not for everybody. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Unfortunately, we are completely out of time, even for our – well, I'll give you one quick frivolous lightning round.
All right,
when you send a text with a misspelling in it, do you send a correction text with an asterisk?
I heard this earlier. You know I was a journalist, so yes.
Oh,
I have to. I can't
with the edit history
that I don't know how to spell. Yeah.
And is there a word? Is there a word that DC misspells in a text most often?
Well, remember, I told you, you know, Zaragoza is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how you spell, you always get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. There is no correct spelling for Zaragoza, is what I've learned. So.
So it's always right, maybe.
You can look at it either way. That's right. Mayor D.C. Reeves, look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. Thank you, as always, for the time. Probably see you at the game on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, sir.
All right, Andrew. Thanks so much.
John Pickens is Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some backup if you're on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest, headed all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29. And past that, you see about a 10-15 minute delay. Also, if you're on Highway 29 going south of East 9 Mile Road, you're going to see about a 10-15 minute delay there also. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
By the way, if you were wondering, Auburn and FSU are playing baseball at Wahoo Stadium, not football. Just to be clear, nor badminton. David Wayne is in the newsroom with the quick headline for us. David?
Well, the U.S. says that Hezbollah's call for a ceasefire shows it's getting battered by Israel. Hezbollah's deputy leader said yesterday that they supported efforts by Lebanon to secure a ceasefire.